877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT-KQJO, your real love station.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, 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 amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us through all throughout the course of the day. Amen. Because God is my everything. God is my all in all. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. I would just like to remind everyone that today, starting at 10 o'clock, it's going on now. We're having an Easter celebration at the Helen Black Park on 15th Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Amen. There will be food, fun, and games. Bring your children out. Amen. And let us have a hallelujah time in the name of the Lord. That's at the Helen Black Park on 15th Street off of Rapids. Amen. In the oil mill quarters. Easter celebration for your kids. There will be food, fun, and games. Amen. Praise God. Now I would like to reflect on verses 26 and 27 of Isaiah chapter 14. And verse 26 said, "This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole heart, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nation. For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn his back?" Amen. Amen. Now, I would like to say that when I read these particular verses, I was reminded of the beginning of the 23rd Psalm. You know how it starts off by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I come to realize that as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, that statement couldn't be any righter than right, mainly because I've come to realize that as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because he is, I'm talking about God is my Jehovah Jireh, who is my provider. Do you believe that God is your provider? Do you believe that all that you have today is because of God's amazing grace? Amen. Do you believe because of God's mercy, he woke you up this morning? Do you believe that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son so that you may receive the gift of eternal life? Do you believe that you have heaven right here on earth. Amen. Do you believe that God raised you from the dead so that you may be, that God raised Jesus from the dead so that you may be saved? Do you believe that Jesus shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins so that we may be forgiven of all of our wrongs? Yes, my brothers and sisters, God always provides a way of escape. And also when you're standing in the need, God will provide. I remember when I was a young lad back in the days when they had those records that we played on the record player. You know those 45s? Some of you young people might not know what I'm talking about. My mother had this record entitled God's Got It. In that song, it had a line and it said that God's got everything that a poor man needs. Now, when I used to hear that line and I used to sing it, I really never knew what that line actually meant. It wasn't until I got older and started studying the Bible and I ran across that verse in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, that third verse which said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because it's not about how much you have or what you have accomplished in life, but it's all about what you hunger and thirst after. Amen. In life. You see, when a person is poor in spirit, it means that one is hungry and thirsting after God and desiring to have a closer and personal relationship with God. Not saying that you don't have a relationship with God, but what I am saying is that when you are poor in spirit, you are not satisfied with the relationship that you do have, because you desire to have a much closer and personal relationship with God in order to get to the next level. For remember, I read somewhere where it said a wise man is eager to grow. And how can you grow unless you learn something so that you can start applying in your life? And I come to encourage you today to start studying the Word of God. Study it a little bit more. If you are studying, study it a little bit more than what you are. Amen? Because a workman is worthy of his hire. But you have to know what type of work it is that you must be doing. Amen? Amen. 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 And one thing that I come to realize is that God will provide. The more I serve him, God will provide. The more you labor for him, God will provide. The more you diligently seek him, God will provide. The more you express your love for him, God will provide. The more you praise him, God will provide. The more you worship him, God will provide. The more you keep his commandments, God will provide. The more you be about your Father's business, God will provide. The more you treat everybody right, God will provide. How many of you know today that you are who you are because of God? And you come to realize that you have what you have today because of God. Like the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, where would I be and what would I have? Now, what Isaiah wants us to know about in these two particular scriptures that we read is that no one can stop what God has already set up for you in your life. Let me say that again. What Isaiah is trying to want us to know is that no one can stop what God has already set up for you in your life. For remember, let me read the 26th and the 27th verse again. It says, this is the purpose that our purpose upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. And then the 27th verse says, for the Lord of hosts hath purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, what God has already set up for you in your life, remember, what God has for you, it is for you. So quit worrying about who doesn't like you, and don't worry about the obstacles that are in your way, and don't worry about what you can't accomplish, that you can't accomplish your dream. For remember, I read somewhere where it said the birds of the air, they don't worry about what they're going to eat. Amen. All they do is fly around and chirp and sing all day long. And God provide for them. So if God will provide for them, what makes you think he won't provide for you? All you got to do is stay focused and continue to be about God's business. Remember when every time Moses went to Pharaoh, and he told Moses to let the children of Israel go so that they, and he always finished it up by saying, so that they can serve God. Amen. So that they can serve the Lord Almighty. Praise God Almighty. I stop by to let you know that you are on the right schedule. Even though things may not be going the way that you want them to go, you are on the right schedule. Amen. Because what God has for you, it is for you. Because God will, he will provide. God will, yes, God will make a way. God will open doors that are closed in your face. No person, no bad break, no addiction can stop what God has for you. For remember, what God has for you, it is for you. So keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on depending on God. Keep on honoring God. Keep on being your best. The best you that you can be. Keep on trusting in the Lord, because what God has for you, it is for you. Because God will, I say, yes, God will. I know he will without the shadow of doubt. He will provide. Remember when Jesus sent the 12 disciples out, he said, don't worry about taking anything with you. Amen. Because he said, lo, I'll be with you always. And if the Lord is with you, everything that you stand in the need of, he will provide. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Matthew chapter 6 and 33, where it says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God will provide. Now, there's one more thing I would like to leave you with before I leave today. In the 27th verse, it says, for the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? When I say, when Webster Dictionary defined disannul, it means make it obsolete, mean make it where it doesn't have any credibility, meaning that it's a false statement that's being said. But I just want to let you know that no one can make God's word invalid. No one can void out God's word. No one can reduce God's word to nothing. No one can neutralize God's word. Because if he said it, he will do it. For I heard it said that he's watching over his word to perform the promises in our life. Amen. So I stop by to encourage you today to keep on leaning and depending upon the Lord. Keep on trusting in God. For I heard it said that if I can look up, I can get up. And I come to realize that as long as I'm looking up, I'm looking to the hills from whence coming my help. Give God some praise today. Give God some praise today. Give God some praise. Now remember, today from 10 to 2 at the Helen Black Park on 15th Street in the All Mill Quarter, Easter celebration. Amen. Bring your children out. Come on out. There will be food, fun, and games. Amen. Give God some praise. You ought to just say, thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. God is. I say, God is.
God.
Thank you. For-
for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may